Good evening. Good evening, planet Earth. It's your good friend Dan here on the Olympic Peninsula. It is Monday, November the 25th. Holy cow. November the 25th, 2024, and it's right around 5 p.m. Everybody's cooking pots and kettles in the kitchen. Everybody's getting the roast ready to go. Somebody putting on stew or chowder. You could get a little bit louder. Headline. Elon Musk, D-O-G-E. I'm not going to say Doge, because that's a coin, right? Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency takes aim at federal agencies. Here's where the cuts could be made. This is written by Lindsay Chu, Forbes staff, and it was published November the 22nd, just a couple days ago. Okay, I'm not going to read every line, but basically it says that Elon and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to be in charge of this whole Trump bullshit. They're going to be shutting down the Department of Education. They're supposedly going to fix the Pentagon. Good luck. They're going to take care of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Sorry, Big Bird. They're going to deal with Planned Parenthood and what was going to be open in Vegas. That's Planet Parenthood. International organizations. I don't know that they're going to do anything about the state of Israel, though. Yeah, I don't see anything there about funding the state of Israel. IRS bullshit, Federal Trade Commission, blah, 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 skeptics question, blah. You got to rip off the Band-Aid. Depending upon who you talk to and which Pentagon audit you believe, the Pentagon cannot account for somewhere between $15 and $35 trillion. You know, and the numbers kind of, you know, the numbers so ugly they can't really tell you what the range really is, really. I mean, some people say it's about $20 trillion between the Department of Defense and the HUD. And that, you know, that's housing and urban development, right? That's Fannie Freddie, I think. That's the whole mortgage scam. So between the DOD and the mortgage scam, wow, let's all meditate on that bullshit for a second, you know? Land grabs. There is no way in hell they will make the United States government more efficient. The budget will not decrease. It isn't going to happen. I don't know why, for certain, they're pushing this kind of rainbow, end of the rainbow bullshit right now, but it's nonsense. And if you were to come back and say, well, Dan, you think governments... No, I'm not a fan of any government. I am 100% convinced that the secret destiny of all governments is to get fat, get cancer, and die. And so the idea that you're going to make the giant crocodile more efficient is mentally ill. It's crazy. It isn't going to happen. The most likely outcome is you have some, you know, fairly scandalous events occur, and probably Elon's going to protect his own friends. He's going to protect his own budgets. You know, he sucks off the tit of the feds, so he's going to make sure that his tit's full of milk. So I don't know. We'll see. But I think you should pull the Band-Aid off, Mega Man. Really, do it soon. Because the next 12 months is going to be some of the most disappointing months of your whole fucking life, Mega Man. I mean it. You're going to be really disappointed. Well, we voted for Trump so we wouldn't have World War III. I'm going to tell you something, Mega Man. If World War III is supposed to happen, it doesn't fucking matter if Trump's president or not. Okay? And if it's not going to happen, it's also equally irrelevant. He has zero to do with whether World War III happens. The fact that the Ukraine conflict has stayed as relatively stable as it's been since 2022 is a marvel to anybody who understands military science. And that's why when I look at it, every day it looks more and more fake. You know, Does that mean nobody's dying? Who the fuck knows? Really. I know I don't know for sure. And I know that I don't have a source I trust. So really, I have no fucking clue. I can't tell you. Ukraine's former top military commander claims World War III has officially begun. Oh my God. World War III has officially begun. Have we declared war since World War II? And you want to, oh, but Dan, there's the War Powers Act. I know all the extra constitutional bullshit that the military-industrial complex has done in the last 50, 60 years. You don't need to tell me, shithead. But have we actually declared war, really? I mean, we've given ourselves permission for this war on terror. But what the fuck is that? And when does that ever end? What we've essentially done is lived in a state of emergency since 9/11. So when the COVID rolled around, when the COVID popped up, a lot of you motherfuckers were ready to bend over and have a large sausage shoved up your fucking butt. Yeah, if you read the article on Zero Hedge about Ukraine's former top military commander and all this other shit, he's basically saying that unless you support us, Putin, like Hitler, intends to invade all of Europe and take over. That is nonsense. I mean, I don't know if people understand this or not, but Putin would probably lose power if he did something stupid like that. That would definitely lead to a general taking over. What pisses off Putin, and what pisses off people way more dangerous than Putin, is that NATO chose to expand with basically to 8 driving hours from Moscow. And the last time German tanks were that close to Moscow was a really fucking terrible time in world history and Russian history. The Russians lost somewhere between 20 and 30 million people during World War II. Okay, that's a big number. The United States, I think, dead, we lost 300,000 and change. Maybe it was 400K. The Russians lost, yeah, around 30 million fucking people. You tell me how any Russian, whether they like Putin or not, feels about a German Leopard tank being 8 fucking driving hours from Moscow. You know, it's not very complicated. I told people this 12 years ago, but I wish I knew then what I know now. That it's likely got nothing to do with what we think it's about. And I wish I understood what it was about. I have horrible theories. Most notably, that it is another shell game. And that one of its purposes, not the only purpose, is to take people's eyes off the Arctic. Because the permafrost is in collapse. And unlike, you know, your whatever, I'm going to stop driving my car or eating cheeseburgers, once a positive feedback like that begins, you're not going to stop it. Whatever the next equilibrium state is, we're heading there. No amount of geoengineering, no amount of theatrical snow, no amount of rationalizations about Mount Fuji, you fuck. If we're headed towards a new equilibrium, guess what? Get on the fucking roller coaster ride. And by the way, whether it has to do with us or not is irrelevant at this point. Okay, that's what a tipping point is, by the way. A tipping point is essentially that point in the functional space where you can't go backwards. You're never going to go backwards. So having arguments about how the fuck we got here is really just, yeah, batshit, asinine, stupid. I don't know why the Ukraine war is happening. I know that they can use up small arms. I know that you have some military professionals complaining about the fact that missiles and artillery rounds and other stuff is just not available. So if you were worried about your militaries going into revolt, in essence, a mutiny of your command, yeah, you definitely would want a nice little Ukraine war to dump a lot of weapons on so you can get rid of them so that your own generals don't have them. Or colonels, because I think the generals are mostly communist shitheads at this point. But there might still be a few full-bird colonels who still believe a few full-bird things. And who knows? Who knows? All I'm telling you is that if we're in World War III right now, then yes, it will likely end in nuclear war, and a lot sooner than you might realize. I've talked about the come-as-you-are war. I've talked about the difference between today and World War II. People don't seem to understand that we make weapons today more like the way we did during the Middle Ages. It's not a fast process. And you can come back and say, well, damn, one F-35 is worth what? Worth what until you know? You can tell me one F-35 is worth 40 of their aircraft, but until you can prove that, you don't know shit, buddy. And what we might end up finding out is that F-35 is a flying expensive piece of shit. Yeah. Sorry. Government efficiency. Yeah. Good luck with that, Elon. You're a genius. You should make it work. You know, fuck. Oh boy, here's a quote I think from Dr. Freckles. The king will say, this wall is here to protect you. The king will say, this wall will make you free. The king will say, this wall is okay, but buddy, pal, friend, listen, the king is lying. The king is lying. Yeah. I don't know what kind of wall Trump is going to build. I know that a lot of undocumented Chinese get into Seattle from the port of Seattle and the port of Tacoma. And I don't see any fucking border there with Mexico. I see ships coming in with containers on board, and then, you know, in little Saigon, in that special line to wait for food, you got a couple hundred more people in line ahead of you than you did last week, okay? But it's certainly not the Mexican border, is it? And I'm sure there are people, damn, that's okay because they're the good, hardworking kind of illegal aliens. I'm going to tell you something, pal, buddy, friend of mine. One of the reasons why people are coming here is not our freedom. They couldn't give a fuck about our freedom. They already know that we're fucked. We don't really have any freedom. They're coming here because their societies are imploding. They don't have food. They don't have water. They don't have shelter. And they're thinking we do. You know, that there's room at the end. And if you think putting up a wall is going to keep desperate people from coming in, you're crazy. But if you think that wall is there to protect you from desperate people, you're even fucking crazier. In the history of walls, like this one, they're not about keeping people out. They're about keeping you in, fucktard. I mean, believe me, I hear all these Mega Man threats of deportation. I have almost no documentation. I have a passport that's almost up. I can throw it away, buddy. I can get in the way, buddy. I can claim I'm from Mexico or Brazil or even Ohio. That's like being from France. I'll get deported. The king will say this wall is here to protect you. The king is lying. Dr. Freckles is right. You can play pretend all you want to about the wall, but you really are just playing pretend. And as I said, you better rip off that band-aid right now, Mega Man, because the disappointments are going to mount pretty soon. So let's talk about a number. The number is 11 million. 11 million and change. This number may be too small. Some people during the campaign, Mega Men from the future, trust me, Mega Men, some of them said the number was between 20 and 30 million. That's the number of illegals in the United States of America right now that you would need to round up, Mega Man. So would you prefer my conservative 11, or do you want your 30, Mega Man? How much diesel fuel are you going to need to ship all these people home? How many uniform personnel. How many cops? Do you know Mega Man? I mean, that's a big fucking number, 11 million. If we're going to go with the smaller number, how are you going to gather in that 11 million? And if you say you're going to do it slowly, then, you know, once again, Mega Man, how many fucking administrations you going to take? Because I can promise you this is going to be a fucking mess in the first 4 years. So by year number five, there might be a different one in the White House if you believe in that voting bullshit, Mega Man. So how many people? How many people are you going to need to round up 11 million? How much ammo are you going to need? You're going to need ammo. Oh, we're not going to need... Yes, you will. How many temporary holding facilities? You're not just going to load them up on a bus all at once. You won't be able to do that. In fact, the CIA and the FBI won't let you. So, tell me, how many fucking black op type sideways people going to get tortured, because that's what happens there, holding facilities are you going to need where, yeah, kids are probably going to get raped too, Mega Man? Oh, now I get to call you a pedophile pretty soon, Mega Man. I'm loving it. I'm loving it so much. I don't believe these presidents have any kind of fucking power, but Mega Man, these holding facilities will be terrible. And yes, children will get abused. Why? Because I know a little bit about how the government treats children, Mega Man. And if anything, Elon Musk will simply make the abuse cheaper and more profitable. Yeah. What happens if ordinary people, because there are ordinary people out there, ordinary everyday American citizens, what happens when ordinary American citizens who have friends, family, neighbors who will be deported, what happens if they take guns and defend their friends? What do you do then, Mega Man? What do you do then, Trump? Do you start shooting Americans? Because I can promise you, if the number is 11 million, this is a statistical problem, shitheads. Yeah, there's going to be a percentage that fight back. My guess is more than a few thousand. So imagine a few hundred Wacos. How do you think Mega Man deals with a few hundred Wacos? And what do you think happens over time? You know? What happens if this makes the chaos of northern Mexico worse? I know that there are Mega Man SOCOM folks going on the talk show route telling people the Green Beret and the Navy SEALs can take over northern Mexico and quell those monstrous cartels. But let's all pretend we're not doing fucking drugs like some Nazi pilot during World War II and having a psychosis. Let's all get real for a second. What happens if the chaos of northern Mexico completely crosses the border? How many troops are you going to need then, Mega Man? You're going to bring back the draft? Because you're going to need troops. You're going to need troops to gather up 11 million. You're going to need troops for the southern border. And it gets worse and worse because you will have Americans defending their neighbors. Because guess what? Some of these illegal aliens actually have friends. They have family. They got people who care about them. Whether you like that they're here or not is really fucking irrelevant, Mega Man. It really is. And I'm pretty certain there are other folks that used to live here who could make a compelling argument against you, Mega Man. So I'm sorry if it hurts you to hear this, but if you can't defend it, you don't own it. And when you gave it to the government, you fucked yourself. Oh, I'm sorry, Mega Man. But I saw the musical Hamilton. I know, you saw it 10 times. And he got his plantation. We threw away the Declaration of Independence. We threw away the Articles of Confederation. We chose to become an empire, and guess what, Mega Man? You can't take that shit back, you fucktard. I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry. Where do you send people that you can't properly ID? You find somebody who's illegal, right? Maybe you have somebody who translates, but for some reason, you cannot figure what country they are from. Where do you send this person? Where do you send, you know, the first generation kids? Do you say they stay here or do they leave? I'm pretty certain Mega Man wants the kids to leave too. Because otherwise, how could you just... Can you separate parents from children? Probably not, right, Mega Man? And these countries, where are you going to send them back to, right? Don't you expect them to say, fuck you, pay me? You want to send 10 or 20,000, maybe even a million people back to Mexico. Do you really think the Mexican government's going to say, oh, yeah, no, I can do this. I mean, our society's falling apart. We can't pay for shit. But yeah, since you got the Monsanto frying our natural corn, I feel fucked in the head. You know? That's right, Mega Man. You should prepare to be very disappointed. We do not have the resources to take all your guns. The fact that Obama suckered you into buying so many guns and so many others got you scared, that's really your problem, Mega Man. But there are not the resources to take all the guns. And I hate to break it to you, Mega Man, there are not the resources to round up 11 million, and there sure as shit aren't to round up 20 to 30 million. Sorry. You know? But it might only be a million, really? A million out of 300 to 400 million people, then basically you've made an issue out of something that statistically, in a meaningful sense, according to all reality, doesn't add up to shit. And if you're worried about small rounding errors, why the fuck do you support the state of Israel, Mega Man? Because that's a small rounding error that keeps rounding us around the fucking head and right up the fucking asshole. So no, Mega Man, I want to hear your logic. It's kind of like, you know, Trump saying, I'm tired of the foreign aid, but we're going to double what we give to Israel. You know, more bombs to blow up more kids. Trump is not going to deport 11 million people or 30 million. I don't even think he'll deport a million, really. I think that he'll try to make a show of rounding up the criminals, but again, criminals being criminal are kind of good at avoiding the law. I think that if they try to enforce a national ID system, kind of like Obamacare rollout 2014, October 2013, it's going to be a fucking giant fail. It isn't going to work. Your national ID system will be as reliable as most things this government produces, as accountable as the Pentagon. Are you fucking learning yet, shithead? And if you come back with, well, but he's going to have Elon Musk and Rivik Vakadabadam. Yeah, I know. I guarantee you there were a shit ton of Indian engineers, you know, from the subcontinent working on Obamacare rollout in 2013, too. I got stories, shithead. You know, do you? Yeah. That's it. The wall is not going to work, folks. You're not going to deport 11 million people. I am kind of surprised that so many so-called intelligent people on the left allow themselves to feel this fear. It's kind of insane. Next topic. Florida's Surgeon General comes out against fluoride in the water. Oh my God. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I will file this under popping smoke. I think that there is probably reason to believe that adding fluoride to water was never a very good idea. But what's more important, I don't think this is being told to people. I don't think they're saying this, and I don't think it's being allowed to be heard because they're admitting to something they did wrong. I just think they want people to be more confused than they already are, and this is a very confusing thing. You know, everywhere you go, they say you have to have fluoridated water. Otherwise, you're crazy. You need vaccinations. Otherwise, you're a bad person or something. You know, this is weird. I think it basically is bad for you. And the fact that they're coming out and saying it like this is kind of interesting. It's weird. I think it's more popping smoke. And keep in mind, you pop smoke to conceal something. It doesn't provide any cover. Smoke is not armor, but it does work as concealment. So I do think this is more popping smoke. Next topic. I saw this absurd headline on Zero Hedge because Zero Hedge is so retarded. How crypto won the 2024 election. You know, it's so funny. I think back to that 2013 Bitcoin meetup in Seattle. and what people were saying about crypto and Bitcoin at the time. And one of the themes of that particular meeting, and then later in 2017, was, well, it's not political, Dan. It's not political. It doesn't have to do with politics, Dan. You can't manipulate it. There is no third party, and it's not political, Dan. Now, all of the things they told me, in my opinion, turned out to be total bullshit. You know, really. Including this idea that it's decentralized. It's technically polycentric, but people who don't understand topology get confused, and so they go into some sort of weird, crazy state of mind or franticness because they can't understand that if you have a multi-ledger system, you're not decentralized. It's like you have many, many bosses. You know, like an office space, I have three bosses. That's how polycentric works, shithead. It is the opposite of decentralized, you fuck. Oh, but it's not a big clearinghouse, which also means what you have is really inefficient, you stupid fuck. Oh, I'm sorry, your shit. Listen, it's not gonna help you. Pull the band-aid off. Pull it off. Pull that fucking band-aid off. Pull it off with the wall and the deportations and how Elon Musk is going to make government efficient. Pull that fucking band-aid off now, because if you don't, you're just going to be more and more disappointed as time goes on. And I truly don't think we have, in terms of this current epic of civilization, I don't think we got a lot of time left. You know, so pull the fucking band-aid off, shithead. That's what I got to say. Oh, there's some type of Raytheon Lockheed cooling event headed towards, you know, the areas of North Carolina and Appalachistan that were ravaged by the Helene event, which was an inland hurricane. Totally real. Atmospheric rivers. I totally remember those when I was a kid. Just like polar vortexes and heat domes. Totally remember those when I was a kid. Totally serious. And all those other clouds we now have. It's just interesting. Oh, I don't want to talk about lifeguards. Here's the thing. If you have the resources to help someone and you think it's worth doing, you should. I mean, that's your choice. You should do it. Follow your gut. If you want to help someone, accept the reality that even in helping someone, you could still end up, you could end up hurting someone. Inadvertently, your help could hurt. You never know. People act as if these things are just guarantees. I'm going to go help somebody. Ergo, they're going to get help. Yeah, that's what the government tells you. Are there people in those communities around Appalachia who've been helping each other out the last couple months? Hells yeah. Are there people from that part of the country who've been acting like grifters too, probably? Hells yeah. Are their families cut off? We're going to probably freeze to death. If you believe the news stories, it sounds like it. And are we at that point in the collapse of this country where we can change any of that? Well, I don't know. My question is, how many homeless people will die in any given freezing event, and does anybody care? Because the reality is that happens all the time during the winter. Nobody cares. We care because we think they're like us. We think they're good, nice, middle-class Americans. Ergo, they don't deserve to die in the cold. Same reason why we tune out the whole Gaza thing. What the fuck, Dan? 10,000 tons of TNT per square mile? What the fuck is that? I can't compute that. Joseph Stalin was right. You know, you kill one person, that's murder. You kill a million people, that's a rounding error. Yeah. You tell me, brothers and sisters. So there's a lot in the news right now about left-wing folks getting all scared about Trump arresting people and mega men neighbors turning people in, and I don't know what to tell you. A lot of people on the left, and I have this, like, I have personal experience with at least a couple people who tend to vote Democrat, who've told me things like, Dan, they're gonna, if Trump wins, they'll put us in camps. Have you seen Project 2025? They intend to take people and put them in the weird types of camps. If you're gay, they're going to make you do aversion therapy, and they're going to put you into a special kind of camp. When I listen to a lot of people on the left right now, and the fear that they're letting in their heads, because the fear is generated by the same people who fuck with the right, okay? Q is not your friend, but I don't care because you're retarded, okay? The point is, the same machine that scared people back, you know, in 2011, 2012, when you would tune into Alex Jones, listen, Obama's gonna put us in camps. Obama's gonna round us up and make us take the gay tea. We're all gonna become gay frogs like Pepe. Oh, we saw how that turned out, eh, friend? Yeah. If you go back in time to the year 2011, you will find the same bullshit from Infowars.com, from Alex Jones, okay? Talking about plastic frickin' whatchamacallit. Oh, here's a whole bunch of coffins, plastic coffins. It's because they're gonna round us up and all kill us all, whatever. Yeah. FEMA camps, FEMA camps. How much diesel fuel, Alex? Have you ever done the estimates? Has anybody wargamed the kind of bullshit that Alex Jones talked about? And so when I listen to things like Joy Reid urges viewers to avoid Trump relatives because they might turn you in, Joy, do a little bit of logistical analysis. You must have a friend on the East Coast that teaches econometrics. Figure it out, because what you're going to find out real soon is A, this is not Germany 1933. There's lots of reasons to say that. And B, there isn't the fucking juice. There isn't. There's no resources to do any of this stupid shit. There isn't. They want you to believe it. They want to scare you. Oh my God, if I don't behave, they're going to round me up. I better just go, like, flip houses. I better go walk dogs. I better take that new job at Microsoft. Don't get suckered by it. You know, I did spend some years, 15 years ago, I spent some years post-Great Financial Crisis where I got a little bit suckered by the Tea Party bullshit and the Alex Jones bullshit and a lot of other bullshit. And finally, about 7 years ago, because, you know, ultimately I'd been kicked in the nads that much, I kind of broke through. I broke through by being kicked in the butt, kicked in the nuts, kicked in the junk, kicked in the balls that much. Ow, my balls. Yep, kicked me off the planet, really. Don't get suckered. If you vote Democrat and you're worried that mega men are going to surround your home, don't get suckered. If you're a conservative and you're worried they're going to come steal your guns, don't get suckered. Are there things you legitimately should be concerned about? Probably. But the sad truth is, you don't live in a society where that's going to be shared with you. They'll share all kinds of garbage. I mean, they'll give you a fucking food pyramid, but they won't talk to you about topsoil. They'll scare you about global warming, but they won't really talk about permafrost or permafrost collapse. I mean, they'll give you the wrong pieces of information, friend. They'll talk about JFK, they'll talk about 9/11, but you're never going to have any more than a 5-minute limited hangout before you move on to the next one. That's it. We won't know. It won't be like the collapse of the Soviet Union. I think it's going to be a lot worse. And because it's going to be a lot worse, I don't think there's going to be people who decode or decipher the secret files. I think they're going to burn them. And the best way to burn all those files is probably to burn 2 or 3 states with, I don't know, 10 to 30 megatons. And I think that's about as likely as anything at this point. I don't think these are good people. They're grifters. If you see them for what they are, con artists, if you understand that's what they are, there's nothing deeper going on. They've stolen as much as they can, in my opinion. I don't know anybody that has anything extra to be stolen. Do you? Do you know somebody hiding a massive fortune or cash flow scheme? Because I don't. I know people making money off of the rackets, and there's still a lot of racketeering happening, but I don't really know anybody personally who has extra money. So where the fuck are they going to steal it from? Because if you start stealing... Okay, let's be clear. They can keep printing money, but that's like eating your own poop. I mean, it's about that healthy. You can probably eat your poop for 1 or 2 days. You can do a second harvest, you know? You can pick out the undigested corn kernel. You can pick out the pea. But at the end of the day, you can't really survive by eating your own poop. And at the end of the day, you can't really make it as a society by just printing money. I'm really sorry, Paul Krugman. You can't do that. They're not going to take you away. That's the good news. They're not going to round you up. That's the good news. They're not coming for your guns. That's the good news. The bad news is we are going to be as censored and limited in our communication as you can imagine right up until the end. And if they do suddenly open up the channels and let us have honest conversations with each other, oh boy, that means we're probably really, really close to the end. And that's why I would say, when you look at the Trump thing, you could see it as a good sign if you want to. I don't know of a president since I was a baby, which means since Nixon, that I would say didn't turn out to be a turd. Nixon was a turd. Ford was a turd. Carter was a turd. Reagan was a turd. Bush was a turd. Clinton was a turd. The other Bush was a turd. Obama, giant, smoking, smelly turd. Trump's a turd. Biden is a whatever turd. Whether they're real people or not, what they represented was turd bullshit. It wasn't a good time or bad time thingy. They didn't really do anything to help you. And all of them oversaw this country becoming wretchedly worse. Who the fuck, why the fuck do you think is going to be different this time? Why? So the good news is they're not going to arrest you. The bad news is Trump probably means that some crazy shit on the big macro scale is about to happen. We'll see. Trump doesn't have the gravitas to make it through 2 terms. I'm just going to be honest with you. Next topic. This is a headline from Zero Hedge from yesterday. Your Thanksgiving dinner costs will be a mixed bag of savings and squeezes. This is gaslighting. And that's the other thing, too, about Zero Hedge. I often remark that it's one of the last places you can go, but they've really turned up the knob on manipulating people since 2020. And this is bullshit. It's all going to be more expensive, or it's simply going to be lower quality. At the end of the day, you're going to be paying more for less, and you're going to keep doing it until the wheels come off. Best case scenario, that means dollar collapse. And yeah, that's going to suck bad. Big time, terribly, and it could end in war. Maybe it already is ending in war. Worst case scenario is something so fucking terrible that you would gaslight, mindfuck. You would wage strategic psychological warfare against your own people for 5 years. So yeah, maybe if we're lucky, it's the collapse of the dollar. You know. But this Thanksgiving, your cranberry crumbuli, I know you fucks. I know. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Mary Poppins is literally Hitler. Gandalf is Ted Bundy. Mary Poppins literally Hitler. Gandalf is Ted Bundy. If Gandalf, you see him at the gas station, it looks like he has a broken arm. He needs help with his bags. And Mary Poppins really is Hitler, isn't she? She comes in to save the day. She's just a magical, magical person. We don't talk about the things she has to do to make it happen, though. Lots and lots of things happen in the basement. But upstairs, the children are smiley and happy, rosy-cheeked. They're eating the cotton candy. But downstairs in the basement, there are screams. Mary Poppins is literally Hitler. Gandalf is Ted Bundy. I'm sorry you don't see it. I'm sorry that you're a child. Gandalf knocks on your door, says, "Hey, buddy, I'd like a little bit of help. to fight the evil dude. And then Mary Poppins shows up and says, listen, I'll clean your pipes for free. Yeah. I don't know. You get into that Mary Poppins, Hello Dolly bullshit. You can get fucked with the MAME all you want to. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. I have so many awesome pickup lines. I have so many really good pickup lines that I use at bars. That I have lots of extra money and plenty of free time. I have so many awesome pickup lines. Like, hey baby, would you like me to massage your boobula? I don't ever have to worry about my free time or what or how I'm going to spend Friday night because it's up to me. And I have so much extra money because of this one neat trick. I go up to the girl at the bar and I say, hey baby, would you like to make 20 bucks? I go home to free time. I go home with my 20 bucks and more. I walk up to the woman and say, I don't care about your husband. I don't care about your kids. Do you like anal? Yeah, I'll let that stand on its own accord. Dan, you're an evil fuck. You bastard. No, I just know how to save money and time. And the key to saving money and time is to have a good set of pickup lines. You could say, well, Dan, are you an incel? No, technically I'm volcel. It's not that I love being celibate. It's more like I'm really choosy and... between A and B, A is, you know, being celibate, and B is having a girlfriend. But B could mean a lot of trouble, to be honest with you. At this point in human history, B means a lot of trouble. So, you know, at the age of 54, I've taken myself out of the whole game, and I'm okay with it. And I don't hate the player or the game. But I do have pickup lines that guarantee that I have extra money and free time. You probably don't. If you listen to this podcast and you enjoy it, I find that remarkable, given how angry and crazy and racist and sexist and homophobic, probably even something else, I'll come up with it, food pornography. Now, if you listen to the podcast because you know that I am literally Hitler, you can donate. You can donate to me and the Literally Hitler movement, to Danarchism, to Boblimpdoc Towards a New Lurching. If you want to read my Danifesto, just go to boblimpdoc.com and you can download that PDF and print it out for your kids. But before you donate by clicking on the Peter Thiel I Drink Baby's Blood link, understand a few things. I can't get money any other way. I don't like Peter Thiel. I don't love PayPal, but it's the only way I can get it. I am not tax deductible. If you think I'm tax deductible, you're crazy. You don't have to pay. In fact, listen, take care of your food, water, shelter first. Before you give me any money, make sure you've taken care of your food, water, shelter. If there are people in your immediate life that need help, help them first. My podcasts are free. I would love the help, but guess what? Now is the time about priorities. If you're setting aside a little bit of food, and I think 6 months is probably as optimistic as anybody could possibly get, but if you're setting aside food for your family and you have a pet, a dog, a cat, a rat, a bat, I don't care, make sure you're thinking about your pet. If you have a dog, have 6 months of food for that dog, for example. And do that before you donate to my podcast. Okay, buddy? And remember, times are crazy, and they are. And also, it's unlikely the government's going to tell you the truth, and it's really, really unlikely that Trump or Elon Musk is going to save you. I'm sorry for just pulling that Band-Aid off, but you need to get rid of it. Sooner rather than later, or you can just go through another cycle of disappointments. I get it. Everybody loves wearing coffee filters. But it's not the end of the world. And right now, a lot of stuff is still available that might not be available for a while. And it won't be the end of the world, it just won't be there. We've gotten used to a kind of existence in America post-World War II, up to this point, a kind of existence that we were convinced was guaranteed, and we thought it was about freedom. In reality, it was about ripping people off, mostly. But we thought it was about freedom. Well, we're about to learn the difference between freedom and stuff. There's a lot of stuff right now you can still get. You can still go to a restaurant. You can still kind of afford a decent meal at the grocery store. While you can still do these things, including taking a drive and seeing somebody you haven't seen in a while, you should do them. Go to a movie. Enjoy yourself. Try to find some happiness, because life has always been like this. Good times, bad times. You should know that already. And it's not how you die, it's how you live. But if you've done all these things and you got extra coinages, Bitcoin, gold, silver, you can donate to me, donate to my podcast, donate to love. Donate to love. Donate to my institute. My institute of pickup lines. Yeah, you can donate as much as you want to, or nothing. It is Monday, November the 25th, 2024. It's nearly 6 p.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula, but you wouldn't know it where you're at someplace else. I don't know where you live. Maybe you live in Cincinnati. Maybe you live in Bulgaria. Maybe you live in Casablanca. Maybe you live in Washington, D.C. Maybe you live in Dallas, Texas. Maybe you live in Phoenix, Arizona. Maybe San Diego. Maybe Portland. Maybe Seattle. And you live in the sewers. And you're happy. Have a great rest of your evening, sewer people. Watch out for that albino alligator eating on poop. It's coming for you. It's coming for your soup. Just be careful.